This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Thursday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chasson and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news that's all about economic emotions by markets, central bankers and fiscal policymakers. Yesterday's surprise Fed rate cut seems to have been an own goal, spooking investors rather than reassuring them. If they'd had to cut by 50 basis points, it must be bad, seemed to be the reaction. Equity markets fell with the S&P 500 down 2.9%. But today, the same market is up 2.8% in midday trade. And that's a rally that seems to be all about domestic US politics and the rise of Joe Biden. Emotion and sentiment is driving Wall Street rather than economic data. And data from the world's airlines isn't positive. January passenger travel growth was down to 2.5% year on year, down sharply from the 3.8% rise in the end of December. Air cargo volumes are now falling year on year, down 3.4% year on year. The industry expects both numbers to be much worse when February and March data is released. A UN agency said that China's exports of parts and components for products ranging from cars to cell phones shrunk by $50 billion in February, costing other countries and their industries lost output. The shipping data is wildly negative too. And employment levels in the US will also be in focus later this week with the February non-farm payrolls report released. Today we got the precursor ADP report showing for February it dropped back to 183,000. Manufacturing jobs shrank and almost half the rise was for either healthcare or fast food workers. The widely watched ISM services PMI in the US was very positive, showing a good expansion. The alternate internationally benchmarked market services PMI gave the opposite view, showing the fastest contraction in the US since October 2013. A more nuanced update of business conditions in the US will be released by the US Fed at 8 a.m. New Zealand time via their Beige Book. Interestingly, overall car sales in the US looked like they had small growth in February. Following the US Fed, Hong Kong was the next to cut rates, dropping them by 50 basis points to 1.50%. Again, they failed to give any reason why it was necessary other than being a follower. And then Canada also cut its benchmark policy rate by 50 basis points to 1.25%. They have inflation at their target and economic growth close to potential, but they cut because of what they expect COVID-19 impacts will do, and global monetary and fiscal policies are responding. And here is a message from our friends at Hatch. Hatch give Kiwis a simple and affordable way to grow their money. Kiwis can now invest in the world's most successful companies and largest funds. And now their Getting Started course will give you the knowledge and confidence you need to do it. In only 10 minutes a day for 10 days, you'll be guided through everything you need to know about getting started, from setting up an account to buying your first shares. No jargon, no boring finance stuff, no pressure and no strings attached. And best of all, it's free. Visit hatch.as/course to start today. The latest compilation of COVID-19 data is out. There are now 13,981 cases outside China, a rise of 1,125 overnight as the numbers keep rising in South Korea, Italy and Iran. 11,045 in those three countries, that's 80%. A week ago, that outside China number was 2,913, so it's still quadrupling in a week. An odd new feature of COVID-19 is that very few children seem to succumb. China's slowdown is less about how their factories have been affected than how their giant service economy has retrenched. More evidence came today in their private sector Kaizen Services PMI, which dived to a fierce contraction of 26.5 points, which is from a February level of expanding 51.8 points. This is even more fierce than the official government services PMI, which fell to 28.9 points. The difference hardly matters, as it's almost a complete stop apart from the fire subsector. That is the only bit still working, it seems. However, in the huge Pearl River Delta industrial zone, over 90% of workers are said to have returned to work, and that involves more than 6 million people. But there are major doubts about how much work is actually being done. And more than half of all SMEs still haven't reopened. Home sales in China fell 40% in February, and maybe more. In Australia, their economy grew faster in the fourth quarter of 2019 than analysts were expecting. It grew 2.2% and above the 2% rate expected, and well above the third quarter rate of 1.8%. But of course, all this was before both the bushfires and coronavirus. It won't be repeated for a long time. And there are now widespread expectations that major fiscal stimulus is about to be unleashed in Australia to avoid it falling into recession. The US Treasury 10-year yield is now under 0.97%, a new record low and down 4 basis points overnight. And gold is on hold today at its higher level, down $3 to $1,642 an ounce. US oil prices a little changed, now still at just under $47.50 a barrel. The Brent benchmark is just under $51.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar starts today weaker at 62.8 US cents. On the cross rates, we're also softer at 95.1 Australian cents, and against the euro, we're actually unchanged at 56.4 euro cents. That all means that our trade weighted index is a little lower at 68.1. And Bitcoin is lower, down 2% since this time yesterday at $8,686. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz and subscribe to receive this podcast in your favourite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts, also on Spotify, or subscribe on our website. Tell your friends and leave us a review. We welcome feedback. I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.